Wednesday night, Dvar Halacha and Chavis Halvavis, Aleph Shvat, Tov Shinai and Dalet. So we know that we check mezuzahs and tefillin twice every 7 years. Mikra Adin tefillin, you don't have to check, really, except if you know something happened to it, so then maybe you even have to check it right away. But Lamaisa, I guess I would say Mitzad Minog, people check their tefillin also twice every 7 years. By mezuzah, it's like the other way around. You do have to check it, Mikra Adin, but some say nowadays it's not so necessary to check it because there's more climate control where the mezuzahs are, and maybe it's not so necessary. But the bottom line is, we check them both. So by the tefillin, we're machmir, and by the tefillin, we do check it, and by the mezuzah, we also check it, even though maybe you don't really have to Mikra Adin anymore. So the question is twice every 7 years. So Reuven Mendelowitz in his Sefer, Inside Stam, has an interesting story which shows that it's batsim once every 3.5 years. He says, he writes a story that he has, there was someone in, I think he said South Africa, that there were no magim there, and they wanted to send him the mezuzahs to check here by mail. But they would have had to be a couple of days without mezuzahs. So, is that okay? So, he asked, I forget who he said he asked there, and the answer was that if it's already 3.5 years since they last checked it, then they have a chiyuv to check it, and therefore nichlal in that chiyuv is that they'll be without mezuzahs for a couple of days. But if it's not yet 3.5 years, then they don't have a right to check it and be without mezuzahs for a couple of days. So from that story, he writes that lechora that I forgot who it was when it was a poiskei derenu held it's lemaisel it is like once every 3.5 years, obviously approximately. You don't have to figure it out to the day. Okay, chayvus halavus shara avos Hashem. We're in paragimel. He's talking about things that have to be preludes, premises to developing proper avos Hashem. And he writes two types of yichud, two types of kniya, and two types of cheshbon hanefesh. And now the last thing, two types of bechina, he writes. Two types of examinations. Ba'asher lebechinos, reyachas ha-bechina, to examine history, b'meshe'ira l'rishonim, le'ema shalom, that's in Tanakh. To recognize the Chazdei Hashem in developing Klal Yisrael. People don't think about it this way. They just take it for granted. But you think about Chazdei Hashem in the development of the Umma and the Nisim that happened throughout Tanakh, and even in the Gemara, you have stories about the Nisim that happened to Avol Seinu. So you see, like we say, a Nishmas. Right, Lachas me'alaf alfei alof bribe yavavos b'mim atavol shalsisim alvasenu v'imanu v'yachas ha'bechina b'meshi'ir l'rishoinim kashe yizbonim b'sefer Torah Hashem u'mesoros kadmoneinu. That means in the Gemara there's also wonderful stories about Chazdei Hashem. K'mo shomer achosid olav ha'shalom zacharti yomim mikedem ha'gisi b'chol po'olecha b'masa yadecha ha'renein. That's the Pasuk in Tehillim, that you do have to think back history, how Klal Yisrael got to where it got, all the things it went through, how it survived. So that's Bechina. He rather writes about that in Shar HaBechina. Most of Shar HaBechina is about biology, the human body, but he talks about other disciplines as well, and he talks about this also, the history. The Hashenis is Taka examining nature. Habechina b'chayi ha'olam b'mesheroa miniflos Hashem b'briyosov. As he writes in Shar HaBechina, the examination of nature, to see through it Chazdei Hashem, Chochmas Hashem, you see plan and wisdom and complexity and chesed and chochmah. That's what he writes in Shara Bechina, and you examine it for that. So you think about, not think about, to think about and to internalize and to take a, be convinced of the Yichud Hashem, as we explained it, Yichud HaMaisa, a second type, to think about Kniya, Kniya Tashem, Kniya Tathamid Chachamim, Cheshbon HaNefesh is if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and how Hashem puts aside the Zerach HaPayim from Averus, and two types of Bechina, history, and means your own history also, obviously, and also the world, meaning nature, what we call nature, the things that we see in the Bria, how amazingly full of chesed it is and chachma. For biardi b'sifri zeh klolim me'ikra yonam alalu. This is in Shara Yichud Meisen, this is in Shara Yichud, and this is in Shara Bechina, and this is in Shara Hakniya, and so on and so forth. Fiyacholti b'meshiyesh bodai l'mishahaven. I gave you enough information there that you could study it and develop these characteristics, develop these machshavos. Ufana ufaneo mashayesh bo miluta vatsuloso bolam hazeh o bolam haba. And this will be your salvation, both in olam hazeh and olam haba, to put you on the right track. When you think about all these things that I just made a list of, 2, 2, 2, 2, the hitzmid law as a precious mitavas olam vana osav, and then you develop to some degree, to whatever degree you're able to, midas haprishus, which we talked about in the Shar Haprishus, minis barlo etzem romamus habore vahodo gdulaso, and he starts to, it dawns on him as he studies the Bechina part, especially the godless Hashem v'romamuso vehemenis katnus erich nafsho. This is where Shar Hakniya comes in, that yomemenis katnus erich nafsho zeruso v'kaluso. The Hikaris Tov Chazde Hashem Yisroimim V'Yisader V'Shefa Chasod of Imo. That's in Shara the Bechina angle. Yavo Hamamin Acharezeli De Toaro Aval Hashem. So then you'll be suffused with Avos Hashem, because look what Hashem did, and look what He does, and look how great He is, and how small I am, and He has time for me, and He takes care, and look what He did, and you develop that. It has to be real, of course. You can't just say it. Tar Aval Hashem v'kenuz zach nafsho l'fonav v'chukosu elov v'ishtadlus v'lahat uzrizos. You become a zoris, you become excited to serve Hashem. Al derech maimer hachosid nafshi ivisicha balayla v'omar l'shimcha l'zichrcha tavas nofesh v'omar hachosid tzomo l'cho nafshi komo l'cho besori v'omar tzomo nafshi l'elokim l'kel choy. You develop a tzimaon, a thirst, because you want to be close to Hashem, you want to bond with Hashem, because you're drawn to Him because of all these things that we just talked about.